Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We continue now somewhat with this theme of suffering and the mercy of God, the mercy of God. That's what I want to speak about today. Let's take a look at the entrance antiphon. I would encourage you, by the way, if you have any kind of a missalette with you or a Magnificat magazine or a regular missal, the entrance antiphon is usually listed at the very beginning before the readings, or at least you can often find it. And the entrance antiphon today is taken from Psalm 86, and this is what it says. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of mercy to all who call to you. Many times when we're experiencing suffering of one kind or another, we feel more isolated, we feel more alone, or we're angry, or we're hurt, embittered, whatever. And we tend to isolate ourselves, to pull back, when here it is that Jesus is full of mercy to all who call, to all who cry out, Lord, help me. And just keep crying out. God will answer it. It might be after 5 days, it might be after 5 months, but God will answer. And when he answers and you see the result, you know why he waited. You know why your prayer seemed so prolonged. You'll learn. You'll see. It'll all fit together. But we need to walk in faith, especially when we're suffering. Ask for help. Ask for people to pray for you. Ask people to walk with you. We don't like to do that. We think that's for weak people, but that's actually being part of the body of Christ. The Lord wants us to reach out to our brothers and sisters for support. The first reading for today is taken from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy ones and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones, because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. Of this you have already heard through the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Hope, brothers and sisters, one of the places we can grow in hope is by reading the scripture, seeing the truth. Because when we're going through difficulty, and sometimes just because we're more passive, we're not active in protecting ourselves. Sometimes it's not that we're suffering, we're just kind of passive, and all kinds of ideas and thoughts, etc., come into our minds, and all of a sudden we find ourselves in the grips of some depression or fear or anger, something. And the Lord makes it very, very clear. Go to him. Turn to him. Ask him for help. Of this you have already heard through the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so also among you, from the day you heard it and came to know the grace of God in truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who is a trustworthy minister of Christ on your behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For many of us, these words can simply be words on a page that don't touch us and don't mean anything to us. First thing you do is you pick up the Bible, get some suggestions where you ought to start, suggest that you read the Gospels, and just say, Lord, this word is living. I don't experience it. I don't know how to receive what you have for me. Would you send your Holy Spirit to enlighten my mind, to strengthen my will? You pray that way, simply, humbly, in your own words, but just pray that way. And then read the word. Read it carefully. And the Holy Spirit will show you. Yes, it's good to read. Absolutely. Read good books that teach us about the meaning of the word. There's also a way that you can take the word of Scripture and say, teach me, Lord. And I'll recommend more books here on the radio program that might be helpful to you when you're trying to understand the Scriptures. There are some very good Scripture programs that you can do online. I'll try to get some resources for you. But the point is, take the initiative. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's priceless. It's honestly priceless. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 52. I, like a green olive tree in the house of God, trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will thank you always for what you have done and proclaim the goodness of your name before your faithful ones. I trust in the mercy of God forever. If that's very hard for you to do, ask the intercession of St. Faustina, the Apostle of Mercy. Ask her to pray for you. And the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verses 38 to 44. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. So he stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. Notice this. She got up immediately and waited on them. She was really better. She was honestly better, not just, oh, I feel a little better. She got up and waited on them, served them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God," but he rebuked them. Remember what I told you yesterday? He rebuked them and did not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Christ. He did not want words of truth coming out of the demons, because a lot of people would say, well, he said the truth, therefore it must be okay to pay more attention to listen to them. And as I said yesterday, Satan can get us all astray that way. Look at your source when you're hearing about God. Always look at the source. Are you hearing from credible witnesses? What is it that Jesus is saying? What is it that he's offering us? What is he telling us? I would have to say in my own life that the more the Word of God became prominent and actually central in a most grace-filled way in my life, that's when I began to see change, because my own personal life became more and more conformed to his Word. I asked for grace. I want to live in union with you. I want to be with you forever. Teach me how to be more like you on this earth. And he did. And he will for you. I got lots of surprises. The way I thought the Lord would teach me wasn't always the way the Lord taught me. I would like to have sat down very comfortably at a desk and have him teach me. But he taught me by example. He taught me by experience. And he was always with me. Is always with me, even when the circumstances were more challenging or difficult. Choose to follow him. Choose to follow him. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. I mean, look at this. Look at the kind of man they had. They see the healings. They're listening to his teaching. They like him, and so they want to keep him. Sometimes when good things happen, we want to keep them for ourselves too. But what the Lord wants us to do is take the good things that God has given us and distribute to those who are poor still. Never stop. Give what you have received. Always. They tried to prevent him from leaving them, but he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogue of Judea. In the few minutes, let me share with you this story that's in Magnificat magazine for today. It's an excerpt from an article by Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She's a Catholic writer, a speaker, and a television host. This is what she says. "Once on a very bumpy flight back to the U.S. from Rome, I sat across from a 20-something young woman who was visibly frightened by the turbulence. I instinctively reached out to touch her arm and to tell her not to worry. I offered her my rosary beads to hold. She gladly accepted them. I also gave her a blessed miraculous medal, which she added to the long chain she was wearing. The medal was one that Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta had given to me. We had a nice conversation throughout her journey, and I reassured her that I was praying. She thanked me profusely and gave me a big hug when we landed in New York. A very interesting thing happened after I reached out to the girl. Sometime into the flight, I received a tap on my arm from behind. I turned to see an elderly man leaning toward me from a couple of rows back. 'How did you do that?' he asked me. I wondered what he meant. 'The girl, you helped her. How did you do that?' I had never been asked a question like this before. To me, I had only done what came naturally. Apparently, my simple act of love moved this man. At least, it got him thinking. It even prodded him to tap me on the arm and ask a question. 'Well,' I answered, 'God must have put a lot of love in my heart. I like to help people.' As simple as that, the unadorned explanation just came out. It satisfied the man. And I was able to get the word God in there. Something for the man to think about." He wiped a few tears from his eyes. We are the aroma of Christ whenever we share with others the love he has shared with us. The most powerful way on this earth that God shows his love for us is first of all by the cross. He died for us. The second most powerful way is that he gives us his body and blood available to us to consume. He loves us so much that he continues to give himself to us. And he gives us his word. It's the map. Donna Marie O'Boyle was able to help that young girl because she knows the power of God's word in her life. And it translated there into very down-home experiences when someone's frightened on a plane. But it touched that man too. Whatever pain he was carrying that we don't know was somehow touched by the kindness of her act. God wants to use you too. Draw near to him in the ways and the gifts that he has given us. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.